she's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And today is part of Chinese New Year. So, anyway. The rail is going to be a big problem. And until the people, you the people, do something and have them check the concrete pillars. The pillars is not the right concrete. They're cracking. Think about it, folks. You see buildings go up. You don't see them crack and fall apart. Well, the rail stands, or whatever you call that, you're cracking and falling apart. It's not right. It's dangerous. But it's happening, and what are you going to do? Get involved. Maybe that's why a lot of people in Hawaii don't vote. Not voting is not good. Get involved. Stop safety check. Safety check is a losing thing for the state. I don't know why these politicians keep pushing it on when they make no money, okay? And they pay out money to the administrative staff. What's up with that? It's because it's not their money. It's taxpayers' money. So, cut the budget. Get rid of that. They want to raise the GE tax to pay the teachers more money. That's simple. Get rid of the rail. You got lots of money to pay the teachers. Anyway, if it's been done right, that's fine. But they're not building it right. And a lot of the stands that, the stands that supposed to support the rail is sinking. So, you know, obviously, it's not going to work. Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080, 524-1080. I know the island of Kauai don't pick up our reception, but Harvey Maeda over in Kauai has been really upset with the gasoline there. The gasoline in Kauai is not the right octane, although the oil company says it is. It's not. And it contains water, and the oil company say it doesn't. But Harvey did the tests and found water, lots of water. Only on the island of Kauai. Oahu is fine, except the Oahu, the octane is not up either. Shell is your best play for Oahu, Maui, and the Big Island. Well, Shell 92 is what we're recommending. Okay? So, when you go to buy gas, if you're not using Shell, try it. You'll love it. As far as cleaning your driveway, okay, for the oil drips and stuff, get a hold of some of that EnviroClean. But spray the ground first with Degreaser 2000 from Crested Cleaning Center. Spray it down first, scrub it, and then put on the EnviroClean. The cement will be white, because the EnviroClean absorbs it all up. Try it. You're going to like it. Harvey tried it, and he didn't put anything to clean the oil first. He just put the EnviroClean, and the EnviroClean sucked up all the oil but left the stain. You need to use the degreaser 2000 to remove the stain. Okay? That EnviroClean is good stuff. Anyway, give us a call, 808-524-1080. You know, I was just, not automotive stuff, but I was just wondering, you know, New Year's, you hear all this hype on the radio, TV, and everything else about you need to get a permit to buy and burn fireworks. I never heard one word for Chinese New Year. They never said, you have to go get a permit to buy fireworks. What's up with that? And they're blasting off fireworks on the streets in Chinatown. And, I don't think you can do that at the regular New Year's. You know, burn fireworks on the public streets. The policemen come along and stop you from doing that. But, I don't know. Something's up with that. Anyway, there is a recall on Hondas and Acuras. I don't know if you picked it up last time. On the airbags. The airbag inflator recalls. Okay? On the Honda vehicles that's affected is 2001 to 2005 Civic, 01 to 07 Accord, 02 to 06 CRV, 03 to 2011 Element, 02, 04 Odyssey, 03 to 08 Pilot, 06 Ridgeline. On the Acuras, the cars affected, 03 to 06 MDX, 02 to 03 TL, 05 RL, 03 CL. Okay? Those, if you have one of those vehicles, take it to the dealer. There is a recall, and it's free. But a lot of the people are being told that they need to do this, that, and everything else aside from the recall. So just go for the recall, okay? Okay, the rainy season's coming again. So make sure your windshields have Rain-X on it, and make sure your wiper blades are good. The way you can check your wiper blades is pull it off the windshield and look at the wiper blade if the rubber is standing straight up and not leaning to one side. You look down the blade, okay, and see if the blade stands straight up and not leaning to one side. If it's leaning to one side, it's time to replace them. Okay? They don't last very long. So, check it out. Because vision is very, very important. You don't notice it, but if you have things on the windshield, in an emergency, your eyes pick up whatever is on the windshield other than what you're going to hit or what's going to hit you. So it's very, very important to have a clean windshield. Check out the race cars, folks. people, there's a person always cleaning the windshield. Very important, okay? Now, if you have a little chip or a little small little crack on the windshield, there is a guy that can fix it for you, very reasonable. And once you're done with it, you can't even see it. So, anyway, give me a call at 808-524-1080. Okay? So, anyway, I would say upgrading the bus system is the best way to go. You don't, you know, disrupt businesses, and it's a lot cheaper than building the rail and making a special lane for the buses. It's something like that. Because right now, folks, we cannot afford the rail. It's too much money. And they haven't gotten to Dillingham yet. When they get to Dillingham and downtown, the cost is going to be astronomical. Astronomical. So, best to stop it now and chuck it up as a good lesson. Okay? Anyway, if your power windows on your car is going up really slow, it's not working properly, try getting some silicone and spraying it in the track where the glass goes up and down. Not a little, a lot. Okay? Try that, and that should help. If it doesn't, then the power window motor is on its way out, and you should replace it before it's stuck on the open position and you can't close it. Okay? Okay, who do we have on the phone?
Okay, we have Brent from Kalihi Valley.
Who?
Brent.
Hi, Brent.
I have a question. I have a 93 Toyota Corolla wagon, and I was going to change the oil the other day, and I was going to buy some synthetic oil, and my friend tells me it's not good to put synthetic oil in an older car because it will blow out the seals or whatever and cause oil leaks. He said I'm better off just going with the regular oil.
No. Okay.
Not true.
That's a good question. Okay, ever since Obama became president, I don't know if you like him or don't like him, but when he became president, he had all motor oil companies remove metal protector. Okay? Now, even the synthetic oils or so-called synthetic oils do not have metal protector. Only ones that does have metal protector is AMSOIL and Royal Purple HPS. Not the regular Royal Purple, but the HPS, the High Performance Street.
And the other one you said was PennzOil?
AMSOIL. AMSIOL. AMSOIL. Okay? Now, the difference between regular oil and synthetic oil is the temperature. The synthetic oils can withstand high, high temperatures, whereas the regular oil cannot. It breaks down. And that's the difference. All late model cars, and when I'm talking late model, I mean from 80 on up, should be running synthetic oil because they are made, they're built, the factory built them to run on the hot side at 220 or 230 degrees. So,
okay,
your vehicle should be running either the AMSOIL or the Royal Purple.
Okay, they have that like at NAPA and O'Reilly's?
I don't know if they have them. You got to go check. They have the regular Royal Purple, but I don't know about the HPS. You can buy the HPS on Amazon.
Okay.
A lot cheaper.
Well, that's good to know, because I wanted to put the better oil in my car, but like I said, I was getting erroneous information, it appears.
What year is that car?
93.
Toyota.
Yeah.
Very good car.
Oh, I love the car. It's great.
Yeah, because it's all made in Japan.
Exactly. I really haven't had any problems with the car, so I'm happy so far with it.
Good car.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay. So.
One more.
One more?
We have Robert from Waiole.
Hi, Robert.
Good afternoon, sir.
Same to you.
Yeah, I need to talk about the fireworks that you were mentioning.
The what?
There's no lawlessness down there in Chinatown at that time of year.
Yeah.
You know why? If you look at all the buildings down there, they're all ancient, old, 19, whatever, and they're all owned by who? Chinese.
Yep.
So you got to figure, if they don't complain, they'll let anything happen there, fireworks-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So
yep.
It's either a payoff, or they have enough political pull to do what they like.
Hmm.
What do you think it is, a payoff?
No, I think they pay some kind of fee to block the road.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're very organized.
Yeah.
You don't see Koreans doing that.
Is that a liability or something for them?
I don't know.
Yeah. Because, you know, the fireworks, you know, I don't mind it. You know, you got to go there if you like and hear all the noise and stuff. You know, you can just avoid it, you know what I mean? So if the people
don't
want to hear that, they want to do that. So, you know, like you said, they get a permit. I guess they can do it.
I guess so, yeah.
that's what it looks like every year. Because I've been down there one time a long time ago. And it was kind of, you know, okay. You know what I mean? But it gets, you know, a little loud after a while.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, if you got earplugs, it isn't too bad. Because the people down there are all festive and, you know, having a good time. And, you know, you can't take that away from them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, they block the road and they have a good time.
More power to them, I guess, then.
I guess so.
Yeah. You have a good afternoon.
You too. Aloha. Okay, is it break time?
Okay, we're going to take a short break. This is Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine. Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's rolling Bob? Bob? Hello? Rolling Bob, he's rolling the wrong way. Huh? Hello?
Yeah.
What happened to Rolling Bob? Hello? rolling Bob. I think he forgot to turn on his phone.
Bob, are you there?
Hello?
He's not there.
Okay.
Did we lose rolling Bob?
Yeah.
We lost rolling Bob.
Okay. Maybe his cell phone went dead. Well, give us a call, Bob. Anyway, while we're waiting for rolling Bob, I just wanted to let you folks know about this man, Phil Suarez. Phil's Automotive, that was in Kaka'ako a long time ago. He was a drag racer, go-kart racer, and all kinds. Go to Facebook and look up. Somebody was really nice to make a memorial for Phil. Phil passed away about 2.5 years ago. So, go check it out.
Okay.
Is Bob ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Ah, you're on Verizon.
Hey, but I could hear you. Anyway, I was saying, I was laughing when you were talking about the rail.
Mm-hmm.
And the cracks. And if you look up the news story, the city says, oh, don't worry about it. It's normal for concrete to crack.
What?
Yeah, and then I thought, well, wait a minute. Are these the same people that said, oh, the stadium, the rust is going to keep it from rusting?
Same people.
Same people. And I'm just saying, now how many times do you go somewhere and you see something crack and they just go, oh, don't worry about it. Oh, you know that, like, crack in your windshield? Ah, don't worry about that. That's normal. That's no big deal. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. And
that's
I was
the people you vote for.
I'm sorry, say that again?
That's the people we vote for.
Yeah, and then I was in Chinatown last night, and, man, that place was standing room only. Unbelievable. But you know what? Everybody had a good time. And you know what I was impressed by? The number of cabs that were taking people home at the end of the night.
Yeah, they're all drunk.
Yeah, no, they partied. I tell you what, though, the Chinese know how to throw.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Anyway, yeah, they had the dragon and the fire. You're right, the fireworks is insane. But maybe I was thinking maybe they buy them for New Year's and save them up. You know, then they don't need to get a separate permit. Because actually, does the law say you have to fire fireworks on New Year's?
No.
No. So you buy the fireworks. Who says you can't set them off in April?
Yeah, but they were setting them off on the streets.
Oh, I know. And the doorways, and yeah, no, it was, and they had it blocked off for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you couldn't drive into Chinatown. So,
no.
Like you said, well, you know, they must vote a lot.
I think so.
That's how you get it, because when you vote a lot, you call the city up, they're like, what do you need? Oh, could you shut this road down for us and detour everybody and block off all the parking spaces? Oh, no problem, no problem.
That's right, that's right.
So anyway, on that note, as always, take care of your car, and George is right. Windshield wipers, folks. It's not that expensive, and it's cheaper than getting your car fixed when you run into the back of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Well, Salim Steve, I hope you're listening. Change your wiper blades. He's always not changing the wiper blades. And it smears the water all over. I don't know how he sees out the windshield. Anyway. Well, we'll tell him. But again, that Facebook memorial for Phil Suarez, I think was a really good thing that this person did for him. Phil ended up with a rough life in the end and ended up passing away 2.5 years ago. Okay? Anyway, moving along, we need to stop the safety check because the word is, I don't know if I'm supposed to tell you, but They're going to raise the fee for the safety check, like everything else. So, if you don't mind paying more, then leave it go, let it go. But I look at it as this way, folks. You know, there's a lot of accidents that happen because the safety check inspection wasn't done right. They didn't check it. I'm telling you this because I do a lot of cases and work with lawyers on cars that got into bad accidents where people died or got injured and found, and this is how I know, I found that nobody saw that the brake wasn't working right. Pedal went to the floor and got into a bad accident. Or the fuel line was up against the exhaust and somehow got really hot and caught fire. So if, and that's the biggest American word, if they check it out properly, like they're supposed to, then yeah, it'd be pretty good to have it. But on the other hand, if there is a death, then the city or state will be liable, because they're the ones that give out the permits to the safety check stations to do it. You know, and it's scary, because I come across all these cars that are unsafe. It's very, very scary. It's best that when they have their car serviced for oil and stuff like that, they have to ask the shop to check it out. That way the state is off the hook. Okay? So, anyway, you think about it. Less headaches by having no safety check. And email your representative or your council member and make sure you let them know they work for you. You don't work for them. Okay? It's like having a business, yeah? And you tell your workers what to do, right? Well, how about you turn it around, example now, and the workers start telling you, the owner, what to do? No. Politicians work for the people of Hawaii. Just go look up Abe Lincoln, what he said. What is politics? For the people and by the people. Okay? So, anyway, give me a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. As far as Honolulu getting a racetrack, I don't see that, folks. No. I don't see a racetrack happening for the island of Oahu. And the only spot that I would say would be a good spot and would not interfere with anything would be Sand Island. Because Kapolei, where they want to do it, and that area, it's a matter of time when the residents from Makakilo and Kapolei will complain about the noise. Because when we had Hawaii Raceway Park, Makakilo was complaining about the noise already. So, what's up? Best place is Sand Island. But anyway, yes, we should have a racetrack, but I don't think we're going to. They're using the thing of the young folks racing on the streets. Well, you know, even when we had a racetrack, they were racing on the streets. So what's the difference? What is the difference? Same thing. So, that's it. Okay? And, you know, every day we see so many cars that's not being maintained right. The people know what they're supposed to do, but they don't. They don't do it. You know, it's sad. You try to save the people money, but they just go off and abuse the vehicles. Like Bob said, you take care of your car. But how many of you do take care of your car? I better go see Steve and see what he says. Anyway, well, give us a call if you have a question, comment, announcement, whatever. 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. Okay? So, all the European cars, BMWs, Mercedes, Volvos, Audis, go read the owner's manual, folks. It says, for fuel, do not run fuel below 92. Go read it. It says it. Okay? And in Europe, there's no such thing as 92. They're all up close to 100. Only the USA premium at 92, which is not 92, because politics allowed them to lower the octane. And the ethanol. Ethanol contents in the gas was put in there as an anti-knock, not to cut back on foreign oil. Cutting back on the foreign oil, that information is all false. False, false, false. They had to add ethanol or some anti-knock additive when they were told to take out this chemical that causes cancer called MTBE, Mary Tom Baker Easy. Okay? And ethanol was the best anti-knock additive. But it had to be 10%. Okay? Okay. It looks like break time again.
You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back after this break.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kalmoorlie East Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay? Now, the electronic rust-proofing device, I recommend highly, highly on all new cars. It's extremely good, and it even protects the exhaust system. And, you know, you can't find anything like this. It's an electronic rust-proofing device that does not eat the battery. It takes about half the amount of energy of a little pen light battery. Okay? It neutralizes the electrolysis in the body and keeps it from rusting. Now, maybe this is what they should have put on the stadium. Then it wouldn't have rust. Instead of saying, oh no, that's the color of the metal and it won't rust. Well, it's rusted. Okay, so, and what about the rail? The rails, the tracks. They're all rusted. So, anyway. The electronic rust proofing device is excellent. You can get it, if you're on Kauai, you can get it from Harvey Maeda. Harvey also has Royal Purple, the good Royal Purple, and ethanol. Harvey's number on Kauai is 651-2813. Okay? On Oahu, you can get it from my son Todd, 847-5554. Okay? It has a lifetime guarantee, and it's excellent. I installed it way back on my 84 Chevy pickup, and you can look at it. It's red, the red pickup, no rust. Okay, so it's your choice, it's your car. We do recommend people to run the Shell Premium Gas and try 2 gallons of ethanol with that and see the performance gain, power gain, but most of all, the mileage gain. I'm surprised that Dr. Dean didn't call in to give his report on how many miles he got. So anyway, get the electronic rust-proofing device for all the new cars. Okay? When you buy a new car, remember now, don't forget to check the VIN number. Make sure that is your car. There have been several cases where people picked up their new car, later on found out that's not the same VIN number as on the registration. Now there's a problem. So, before you get into a problem like that, check the VIN number. Buying new tires, same thing. Check the manufacturer date. Check the date, because even tire people don't understand there is a lifespan on tires. Tires good for about 6 to 7 years, and that's it. Okay? So, I mean, you wouldn't buy bread 7 years old. No. All you ladies always squeeze the bread, feel it, smell it, make sure it's fresh. I don't know. I don't see you women doing that to the tires. Squeeze it, smell it. Yeah. The women are the ones that are the control of the world. Go check it out. Go check it out. Women are the ones that control the world. Right, Bob? Your wife controls you. Yeah. Yeah, he has to agree. Otherwise, we go home. That's it. Be living in the doghouse.
That's perfectly fine. I've got 2 kids and don't care if I ever see that inside of that again. I'm at that age where it doesn't matter.
Okay. Get rid of safety check. Get rid of safety check. Okay. You need to flush your power steering fluid every 20,000 miles. Also, the brake fluid every year. And automatic transmission oil, you should flush it 20,000 miles every 20,000. Or if you use the AMS oil, automatic transmission oil, you don't have to flush it for 100,000. So that's a better way to go. Okay? Bigger savings. Yeah, in the beginning, a little bit more, just a little, but it's a bigger savings in the long run. Okay? So go check it out. If you got to buy a new car, remember what I recommend is Maui Toyota. Potholes. I'm so tired of seeing potholes all over. As there's more potholes in Kalihi than any place I know. Oh no, there's Palolo too, yeah? Potholes. But you notice in the rich district like Kahala, right? Like Kahala, Hawaii Kai, hardly any potholes. But in Palolo, Kalihi, lots and lots of potholes. I wonder why. It's because the people over there don't say nothing. But the rich people in Kahala and Hawaii Kai, oh, they're screaming when they see potholes. So, it's like the greasy wheels get the grease. Is that the way it goes? The greasy wheel gets the grease? Squeaky wheels.
Uh-huh.
Squeaky wheels get the grease. Okay. That's good. Okay. Give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. I'd like to see when we can broadcast and catch all of the islands. That would be good. Really good. But you know, I've been to Big Island, Christy. Mm-hmm. I didn't see any potholes. How come? Only in Kalihi.
Maybe they use better material.
The roads are smooth, you know.
Or maybe it doesn't rain.
Oh, you gotta be kidding. Hilo rains every day. Hilo is the rain capital. I mean,
I don't know.
I can't figure it out. Why we have more potholes here than the other islands?
Yeah, many thousand more miles
of road. More drivers.
Well, look at the airport runway. You don't see any potholes.
Isn't that concrete?
No.
Oh, it's
the asphalt is 20 inches deep. They pour it all one time, 20 inches. So because it's 20 inches deep, it don't break apart.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you go look at the potholes, it's only 2 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to last. You pave it, next year it's potholes. So if they paved it like the old days, 4 inches, it'll last.
Mm-hmm.
But then they say, oh, but we're not going to have a job, so make it thin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, they make it too thin.
Yeah. So it's like the rail. They don't want to use good concrete because then they don't have to redo it. They want to redo it. Okay, so on television, there's a thing that's going on that I really don't like. It's called Street Outlaws. It's organized street racing for thousands and thousands of dollars. And giving ideas to the world on racing on the street is the best way to go. No, I don't think so. It's very dangerous, and it shouldn't be done. Anyway. Okay, who do we have now?
Okay, we have Bruce from Kalihi.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, George, how are you doing?
Okay.
That's good. I just came back from Maui, and, you know, as I was flying in and landing at the airport, it's so ironic, so weird that you talked about what I was going to call you about. I'm not going to talk too long because I have a guess. I was thinking maybe not calling, but since you just said it, I said, wow, this is unbelievable. I was thinking, how come the runways are so smooth and these planes are like, I don't know how heavy.
They're heavy.
Maybe thousands and thousands of times more heavy than the biggest trucks.
That's
and
right.
There's no, the runways are smooth, no damage, no potholes. So I was thinking, are they using better technology, better material?
No, it's 20 inches thick.
Wow. Mm. What, the material is the same thing? I think
same
it's better
thing.
Material, I think.
Same thing.
Yeah.
See, the old days we didn't have pothole problems because the city worked for the people. And they made it 4 inches thick.
Now it's 2 inches.
2 inches.
Yeah, before never had potholes.
Yeah, they made it thinner. Because their thinking is, we want to keep our job so we can come back and do it again.
Guaranteed repetitive jobs. And
yep.
That's how politics goes.
Politics goes.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay, so I just want to say on your other comment about street racing, yeah, that's bad. Somebody going to get killed or hurt bad.
All the
I
time.
I don't know. It's very, very, very difficult, maybe impossible, but we need a raceway over here badly.
But even if we had the track, they were racing on the road. Doesn't
yeah,
make a difference.
But maybe somehow the promoters can do something to try and maybe slow it down or curb it. Some kind of racing program like you had.
Well, I tried to do all kinds of programs.
I know you did.
It's hard. Okay. Thanks,
okay,
Bruce.
Okay, George, you take care. I'll call you next week.
Okay, aloha.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Who's next?
Okay, we have Robert from Pearl City.
Hey, Robert.
Hello. How's it going?
What's up?
Okay, what I heard was, I don't know if it's true or not, but started back during the Jeremy Harris administration, or maybe a little bit before, and they're catching all this pressure from budget. You know, they had that problem in Waikiki. They had to put a lot of money into that when the flooding, you know. They had to run the channel, the diversion through the Alawai Canal and all of that, and it cost a lot of money, so they had to put all that money into Waikiki. But they also was getting pressure from the roads back at that time, so they cut the material that they were putting on the, you know, the asphalt or whatever. I don't know what that is, but they cut it to make it last to go further. That's when it began. So since then, I don't ever think that they started using the right material again, or what? They just kept, you know, cutting the formula or whatever. I don't know. That's what I heard. Mm. And I don't know if it's true or not, but it's a theory at least. And that could be the problem why it's on this island more than you don't see it on the big island as much, the potholes coming up after the rain, because it all is the material they're using and the techniques. And if they're trying, if it's a money issue and they're trying to save money, that's the logical way they're going to do it, is by cutting the material. Yeah. So anyway, what do you think about that?
I was there in Hilo, and the asphalt there in Hilo is 4 inches thick.
Right.
Honolulu is 2 inches thick.
Okay, that's a way of saving money right there.
Yeah, but it's not the saving money. It's so corrupt, it's not funny.
It's that too.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep, it's all the corruption.
All tied in together.
Yep, and the people of Hawaii, Oahu especially, is eating it.
Right. In the long run, we're paying the price.
That's right.
Yeah.
Get better politicians.
That's right. That's where it begins.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay. Is it break time?
Yes. Okay. You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay, 524-1080. You know, it's nice to hear from the people. And when I went out to the Outer Islands, I noticed, you know, Outer Island people, they don't want to talk on the radio. They don't want to talk on television. Well, I shouldn't say only Outer Island. Because Mario Yano, you bring up a mic, you bring out a microphone, and he's gone. So if you want that guy to leave, bring out a microphone, and he's gone. The other guy that is just like him is Billy Cressman from Crested Cleaning Center. I did a live broadcast from Nanailoa Hotel in Hilo. This was years ago. And I was going to go down and, because they had display tables at that place there in Nanailoa Hotel. And I was walking toward them with the mic, and Mario and Billy got up, and all I saw was dust. They were gone. So, some people are like that. You show them the mic, and they disappear. So, it's a good thing, because if I want Mario to be gone, I just bring out a mic, and he's gone. Okay? So, but anyway. I had a real nice talk the other day with Major Moore. He's a nice man to talk with. Very interesting. Talking about history. History is always, always nice to talk about. You know? The history of the police force, of the politicians, of Hawaii, and the people. Big difference now. Not the same. Check your struts and shocks. How do you check it? Drive down the freeway. If you feel like your car is losing control or floating, more than likely you need struts and shocks. Okay? Because that's what it's made for. The struts and shocks are made to control your vehicle so you don't feel like you're losing control. If you feel like you're losing control and you're not in control of the car, more than likely, you better have that checked out and replaced. Because your life is more expensive than the strut. In fact, there's all the money in the world couldn't get your life. So, check it out, okay? Because obviously, the safety check station is not checking it. They don't care. So, you check it and you be safe. As far as brakes goes, folks, I see this all the time. People always looking for the cheapest brake job. How crazy is that? If you're going to do parachuting and you're going to jump out of a plane, would you buy the cheapest parachute you could get? One that had patches in them and all that? I don't think so. Unbelievable. Oh, this is not automotive, but I gotta tell you this. Because this is just beating me down. The taxes. Politicians and IGE wants to raise the tax. Okay? Let me give you an example. This is an example. If you owned a restaurant, and nobody's coming in to buy food from you at your restaurant, or it's very slow. Okay? This is an example. It's like raising taxes. Would you raise the price of your food? If you raise the price of your food, people won't come in. You lower it. It's like taxes. You're raising the taxes, it's making more people homeless. What's the answer to a homeless problem? They all don't have an answer. It's very simple. Bob and I were talking about it. It's find them a place to stay. They got to go someplace. You cannot say, get out of here. You cannot stay here. Where are they going to go? They're not going to evaporate into the air. They're going to move in with Bob.
You mean Rolling Bob, right?
No. Because Rolling Bob's not in one place.
Thus making him very attractive to the homeless.
So, you know, it's common sense, folks. The people got to go someplace. Find an open lot and let them stay there. But you cannot chase them from this street to the next street to the next street. Where's the end? They all don't have an answer. Please email them. Okay? I'd like to wish all of you... what's that? How do you say
Kung Hee Fa Choy.
That's it. Kung Hee Fa Choy. Whatever. Take care of each other. And please, don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
Yeah.